In the 1870s, Tchaikovsky composed such large-scale works as Swan Lake, Symphonies 2, 3, and 4, and Variations on a Rococo Theme. But as WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, in the same years he was also writing short orchestral pieces with emotional power and technical virtuosity.
Tchaikovsky wrote Serenade Melancolique in 1875 and Valse Scherzo in 1877, both works for violin and orchestra.
They're little gems, and I feel that he was as profound in these two short works as he was in any of his other symphonic work.
Philadelphia Orchestra concertmaster David Kim played both when he took sixth prize in the 1986 International Tchaikovsky Competition. The Serenade Melancolique, he says, expresses a personal and cultural mood.
It's so Russian. The orchestration is typical Tchaikovsky-esque. It's so beautiful. Tchaikovsky had a tortured life in many ways, dealing with his own sexuality, a jumble of emotions inside all the time, fighting against himself. Not only are those emotions expressed in the Serenade Melancolique, but also this kind of cold Russian winter feeling comes out.
In contrast is the Valse Scherzo, lighter but intricate, the kind of piece that weeds out competitors in early rounds, says Kim.
This Valse Scherzo does exactly that. It's very, very exposed, it's very transparent, and yet kind of on its tippy toes, light, and technically not easy.
This Sunday on WRTI's concert broadcast of the Philadelphia Orchestra, David Kim plays Tchaikovsky's Serenade Melancolique and Valse Scherzo.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.